Well, one Australian stranded on the Diamond Princess wasn't even meant to be a passenger. Nick Rusignello is a saxophonist from Sydney who boarded the ship for a brief performance. He told our reporter Eleni Soltis that he thinks the quarantine efforts on board have been a complete failure.
I came on just to do some shows, like a guest entertainment spot. So it was supposed to be two quick sets and I was supposed to be off on the 4th of February. And then on that night, the night I was supposed to come off, like it all kind of broke that someone on board had been diagnosed with the coronavirus. And then the next day they put us into lockdown. And then here we are 2 weeks later, haven't been out since. So yeah, it just all happened extremely quickly. It was supposed to be just a quick kind of getaway gig and back to normal work very quickly. And then it's going to be at least a month out now. So yeah, it's just been a total blur. That weird situation of it being quite dramatic but completely out of my control. There's just nothing I can do. I've just kind of been stuck here waiting and not knowing, waiting for updates, waiting for everything, but completely powerless in this situation. No matter how many emails or phone calls you make, you're totally powerless.
Considering you were not a passenger per se, where have you been staying?
So I've got my own cabin, which is in kind of the crew area, but I'm lucky I'm kind of by myself. The only problem with my situation was that because I'm not officially a passenger, I have to go out to get meals, whereas I think the passengers have had their meals brought to them. So that's been a bit of a problem because there's been now an outbreak among the crew and things like that. So it's all, they're being as careful as they can, but it's just been a bad situation.
Have you been tested yet?
No. Oh my God, I've been waiting and hassling and waiting. So I've done 14 days and do 14 more and I still haven't been tested. Like I feel fine. I don't think I've got any, I haven't had any symptoms, that's for sure. But yeah, I'm looking at doing 28 days, but still haven't been tested for this virus, which is just like, I can't get my head around that could actually happen. But anyway, hopefully, I guess I'm assuming the Australians will test me before we take that flight.
So you're going to Darwin?
Yes. Next stop, Darwin. Yes. Yes. It should be good. At least it's kind of home in a way. And at least I think in Darwin, there'll be a definite end date in sight. I think, assuming they get it under control, which they will in Darwin, we'll be home. We'll be out by the 4th of March, I think, which is a relief. Because here, I mean, it's been obvious to me that this was never really under control. Like they put us under quarantine, but they didn't lock down the ship. So you had 1,000 crew members running around the ship who hadn't been tested. Still, a lot of them haven't been tested, trying to run this quarantine. And everyone's been busting their gut to make it work. But when you've got that many people who haven't been tested, it just seemed very obvious to me that this was not going to work from 2 weeks ago. So I don't know why we had to go through this 2 week period here that was an obvious failure, basically.
Your life has essentially been put on hold. How has this affected you?
Big time. Oh, big time. Big time. I mean, it's fine. I'll come back. It's totally fine. But I had to pull out of all sorts of gigs, like numerous gigs. And then I have a lot of students that I've had to like cancel all their lessons for the next 4 weeks. So all my work is contract-based and freelance-based. So when you're pulling out and cancelling contracts, it's just very bad for everything, for business. I've been able to find replacements for a lot of my students. So at least they're getting their lessons and they're able to move forward. The gigs, I've been like liaising nonstop with the people whose gigs I was supposed to be doing. So they're kind of new and everyone's been really accommodating and understanding. But yeah, just kind of, yeah, especially doing freelance work like this when everything is just very casualized, to just disappear for 4 weeks is very hard to manage.
And what's your family situation?
Oh, I've got two little kids, like a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, so they don't really understand what's going on. So that's been hard.
That's Sydney musician Nick Rusignello speaking to our reporter Eleni Soltis.